It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, before we know it, it's going to be time to get those box calls out and the diaphragm calls and all that and get ready to do some spring turkey hunting. Our guest who is standing by is Mr. Randy Douglas, good friend of mine. That Randy manages the Dale River Ranch. That's up in Palo Pinto County, about 5 miles from Palo Pinto. I thought we'd just visit with Randy a little bit and talk a little turkey hunting. I know a lot of folks, don't have a good place to go turkey hunting. The Dale River Ranch is one of them, and you can jot Randy's number down and maybe make plans. Randy, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Luke.
I've hunted down there with you for, 6 years, I guess, something like that. And the long enough to become good friends and to really learn a little bit about the Dale River Ranch. But the ranch, folks, is the Dale River Ranch is located right on the Brazos River. That's Highway 4, I believe, Randy, right up there. Yeah, just below, downstream, we should say, of Highway 4. Not far from Mineral Wells and Grayford, and 5 miles from Palo Pinto. Randy, you told me you're already, on the warm days, already seen gobblers strutting down there, right?
Yeah, that's right. They come down out of the roost and go to water there, and the hens have been on the sandbank and surrounded by about 10 gobblers that are all strutting already. So.
Yeah, that's like it is comical. And it's dead of winter, but like the elm trees, I've seen the elm trees after a day or two of warm weather. You know, the elms are one of the first to bud out. I've seen the elms budding already. Those turkeys, they don't know it. We might still have we might even have a snow, especially up in your country, but they're ready for spring. And I know a lot of turkey hunters are too, Randy. So, let's try to. My goal is to try to connect folks that do not have a lease or a place to hunt turkeys. The Dale River Ranch, folks, it's like a day hunt. I mean, people could come up for a one-day turkey hunt, couldn't they, Randy?
Right. Oh, yeah. We got people that do that a lot.
And how does that work? I mean, I can tell you this. Randy doesn't just say, here's the gate, there's the land, go hunt. He'll put you in.
No, no.
Yeah. Tell them how you do it, Randy, and this will help some folks.
Yeah, well, I have blinds set up all over the ranch, near feeders and stuff, and plus, we have plenty of area where you can, run and gun also. I like the blinds for like getting beginner hunters and kids, in those, because they block so much movement and everything, and the turkeys are just eagle-eyed,
Yep.
So, we're set up that way, and we have tons of birds, and it's a $150 a day charge to hunt, and I'll take you in, I keep an eye on where the birds are roosting and all that, put you on the best place where you have the best opportunity to take a bird.
Randy, this will help some folks because... a lot of turkey hunting, not everyone has a lease in good turkey country where there's lots of turkeys. And a lot of what I call package hunts cost way more than that, But, there is a lodge there if people, that's just for a day hunt, and you've got your truck up there and your decoys and everything, and you go hunt. And then at the end of the day, you go home. But there is a lodge a very nice lodge at the Dale River Ranch for guys that might want to get a few friends together, right, and stay in the lodge and hunt a couple.
We have a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, and that's really a good way to go.
They bring their families and everything, and
Yep.
We get them out there, and I've had 8-year-old kids take birds with 10.5-inch beards,
Yep.
They have a lot of fun.
you betcha. It'd be impossible not to in that beautiful country with lots of turkeys. An interesting thing up there on the along the Brazos is the free range red stag, red deer. There's a pretty healthy population of them up there, isn't it?
Yeah. You never know when you're going to run into them. I saw two nice bulls the other day out in, you know, where the dove field is. People on the radio don't know, but where you do. But there was two nice bulls standing out there just looking at me, you know.
And that's something that that our friends listening need to know about if they wanted to, you know, talk to you about a hunt for those. I know the cows are probably they're called hinds. A red stag female is called a hind, but they're probably with young right now. I'm sure most of them are bred, but you know, for hunting the trophy animals, that's something that you could talk to Randy about and learn more about that too. The regular readers, Randy, of my newspaper column and some of the magazine articles might know, and the radio too. I, you know, took a very nice buck with the air gun, with the Air Force Air Guns Texan up there this year.
Right.
And I don't know how, I do know how we hunters plan, so it's not too early to be thinking, where am I going to hunt next whitetail season? Not a bad idea to get your name in the hat, is it?
Oh, no, that's real good time to do it, you know.
You bet.
Well, there's still good dates available.
Exactly. Yep. Let's shift gears to hogs a little bit, Randy. The Acorns, when I was up there, I haven't been there since late November, but
take a great deer and then just quit coming.
Yeah, now what kind of a friend
don't
is old Luke?
Anymore.
Go
I
shoot a great
deer.
Well, I tell you what, I've got some good sausage from Kubies when see you frozen, by golly. we may have to come up and do a little river fishing or something there and get some good Kubies sausage to you, buddy. But let's shift gears
to hogs. We'll kill some hogs, too.
Yeah, let's shift gears to hogs a little bit. Free-range hogs, everything is free-range on the Dale River Ranch. I mean, tell us about the hog hunting right now. I'm wondering if the acorns are not beginning to, or the hog will eat soured acorns or whatever, but are
they're whittling them down.
Whittling them,
But we're seeing hogs at the feeders. You know, I've got cameras at all my feeders, so I'm seeing hogs at every feeder every night.
All good. So if you've
from small groups of young boars to big groups of everything.
Sounders. You know? So the hogs are hitting the feeders. Let's think about, and that might be something we want to do pretty soon, or might something I want to do, get up there and say get in the stand. I don't know. Most of them are probably going to be killed after dark. Is that right?
Oh yeah,
for
sure. Occasionally you'll get like a couple, maybe one or two young boars come in right at dark. Right where you can still shoot them. But I've got the red lights at the feeders for people that don't have night vision equipment, and the people that do, you know, they don't need those lights. But with a scoped rifle, you can see them. You know,
you can
pretty good.
You can and
with the red light
for sure. Well, I use that Sightmark Wraith. You know, which by the way, here's a plug for that little thing. It's a digital scope, day or night scope. It's color. Randy, this Wraith by Sightmark, it's color during the day.
During the day,
I had the Photon XT and then the RT and then this Wraith here, but a lot of people are not aware. They're thinking thermal that costs several thousand dollars, but
the
truth of the matter is,
the IR scopes work great out there.
They do.
Especially from a stand, because the feeders are only like 100 yards away, so you can see them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've discovered, you know, with mine that a lot of times the hogs will come in around there and you see them, but they don't come to the feeder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And with those, you can take them.
That hog may be in the brush 30, 40 yards out, just sniffing and, you know, making sure the coast is clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is something that I'm always promoting, that the Wraith and these other, they're IRs, they work with an IR, but
Right.
Gosh, the
hogs never
know you're there. Well, Randy, let's do this. Let's hook everybody up with the Dale River Ranch. I know that you can go to Facebook and just like Dale River Ranch, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yep, or call you. Yeah.
We have a web page also.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I like to talk to everybody. So, you know, if they just give me a call at 214-797-2217, I can answer any questions they have and tell them all about the place. Or maybe, you know, if they're a little hesitant, shoot, come out and see me and I'll show you around.
You bet. And, folks, Randy is a good friend of mine. And the name of our show, I think, officially is Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. So, Randy is a good buddy of mine, and any of our guests that you want to connect with and you forget their number, just remember the radio here, the radio site, catfishradio.org, and I'll promise you I'll get you in contact with them. Randy, thanks a lot, buddy, for being with us. And
my pleasure, Luke.
We'll talk some turkey again soon. How about it?
It sounds good.
Folks, that was a good friend of mine, Randy Douglas, and I have hunted with Randy a lot. Took a nice buck up on the Dale River Ranch with my air gun this year, that Air Force Air Guns Texan in .45 caliber. You know, I was up on the Buck and Bass Ranch this past week with my buddy Jeff Rice, and we're always hunting hogs, and we do a lot of our filming for this little weekly outdoor show that we call A Sportsman's Life that you can watch on YouTube and other places too. But we were up there doing a little early scouting for the White Bass Run there on Lake Fork, or I should say a feeder creek that feeds Lake Fork. Jeff Rice's place is, it's probably a quarter or half a mile from the open water of Lake Fork up on a feeder creek up on the upper end. And back behind him is acres and acres of Sabine River land. So those hogs back in there bed up, and I mean, it's like a sanctuary for them. Awesome hog hunting. But that creek that is adjacent his place there, last year we caught a bunch of sand bass, white bass, out of that creek. And we've been watching it pretty close. Thank goodness we've had a lot of rain, or a good bit of rain, on the watershed up there at Fork in the last month. So that creek is brimming full. We were there after a heavy rain about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the creek was, you know, bank to bank. So that's going to set the stage for a good white bass run. Now, I'm really not sure about the numbers of white bass, sand bass, in Fork this year. All my buddies that fish for them up there, they're not catching many, or they haven't through the fall and even last summer, where the previous year there was a lot of sand bass caught. So I'm beginning to wonder if some of them didn't go over the spillway or whatever back in the last year. But we are watching that water pretty close. It's plenty, the deeper holes, there's probably some 10-foot deep holes in that creek. So there's plenty of water. And the white bass run should kick off on all the rivers and creeks above reservoirs, you know. That should kick off here in the next 2 to 3 weeks is what we're hoping. We need current and warm weather to push those sand bass up into that moving water. Folks, it's been a fun show. I always like to talk hunting and with Randy, and then hopefully he'll help you. What he shared with all of us will help you find a place to hunt turkeys this spring. Not too early to make a plan. We'll see you right here next week, and thank you very much for tuning in each week. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, The Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.